Catching Real Talk with Bob Mars.
Hello, Sterile Processing Universe, and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with Bob Mars. So today I want to talk to you about washer disinfectors. We've been talking about the instruments as they go through your life cycle, and now we're on to washer disinfectors. So, what is a washer disinfector? A washer disinfector is a thermal disinfection unit that operates on a principle called impingement. And when you think about impingement, it's the spray action with which the water comes out of the sprayer arms in that cycle. So if you're running a high impingement machine, it means they're using a lower volume of water but higher pressure to try to blast the debris or bioburden off your instruments. If you're using low impingement, it means that the water is coming out of the sprayer arms at a lower pressure than high impingement. And typically these machines will use a higher volume of water that's recirculated, and they use this water to overwhelm the debris on the instruments rather than to kind of bead blast it off as with a higher impingement. In this way, they feel that the higher water volume will just overwhelm that debris and pull it off of the instrument better. So those are your two types of impingements. Today, I'd really like to focus more on the machines and operating them, and they have many cycles that we can use. But I want to make sure that we're doing our proper preventative maintenance on these machines. What are you doing daily and weekly and monthly and annually based on the instructions for use from the manufacturer of that machine? There are so many things that you can do to ensure that these devices are working properly for you. Things like checking the sprayer arm. If you don't check the sprayer arms, you can really have bad outcomes. They're not going to work properly and they're not going to clean the way that they're intended to clean. And I have found some very filthy units in my travels. Check out this picture for an example. Okay, now that you've seen that, you can see the importance of cleaning the sprayer arms. So you need to do things like clean the sprayer arms, clean the filters, make sure any screens that are in there are being cleaned. Again, you're doing this according to the manufacturer's instructions for use. How often do these machines need to be descaled, and why should you descale them? And what is a descaler? A descaler is going to be a product that's going to help you clean the machine and get that white film off of your machine that you will often see. You want to make sure that your pumps are working properly, that you've got proper dilutions of your chemistries going into your machines. And we know that they've got a thermal wash, a thermal disinfection, a drying cycle, a lubrication cycle, and we want to make sure that they're all going to be used properly and function properly so that they can take care of you and your instruments for your patients. Finally, I want to make sure that as you're loading the machine, that you're loading these machines properly. You're not double stacking. Any trays that can be taken apart can be taken apart and are taken apart. Any instruments that can be taken apart are in fact taken apart to go through your washer disinfector. It's very important to do this. You're removing silicone mats. You're removing anything that's going to stop the water from moving the way that it should inside your washer to clean your instruments properly. That's all for today. Hope y'all have a wonderful day and take care of your washer disinfectors. Bob Mars from Beyond Clean. This is Real Talk, and I'm out.